Hi, it's Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practicers. I'm sorry I missed last week. I don't know if it ever happened to you. I've certainly been in shuls in which they get up to laning Monday or Thursday, and they ask, is anyone a Baal Koreh? No one answers. Is anyone a Baal Koreh? No one answers. Now, it happens to be that there's someone in the shul who could lane. The problem is that he got to shul very late, and he's either saying Pesuk de Zimra, or he's still in the middle of Kriya Shema. And the question is that fellow able to pause in the middle of his davening in order to serve as the Baal Koreh, in order to lane for everybody? Now, the Truas Shai addressed this question, and he references the Gemara in today's daf, Yuma Daf Ayin. The Gemara in today's daf, Yuma Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, towards the top of the Amud, discusses the Kohen Gadol laning on Yom Kippur, and the Gemara references a halacha that if you have to lane from two different places in a Sefer Torah, you shouldn't lane from one and then scroll and be gullah the Sefer Torah to get to the second place. Rather, ideally, you should bring two Sefer Torah, one to read from one place and one to read in the other place. And that's certainly our practice. Whenever we have a maftir and yomtif that's in a different place, we have two Sefer Torah in order so that we don't scroll, we don't move around within one Sefer Torah. And the Gemara explains, why is it? Why is that you don't scroll within a Sefer Torah? And the Gemara says, "Vipnei kvod tzibur," because it's not respectful for the tzibur. It's not respectful for the congregation. And Rashi explains what's the matter of respect over here, because everyone's gonna have to wait there silently, waiting for them to get up to the next place. It's not kvod tzibur. It's not kvod. It's not respectable to cause the entire community to have to wait there in order to get to the second place. Therefore, bring a second Sefer Torah to get straight to the point. Now, points to the Truas Shai. There's a halacha in Or HaChaim Siman Samach Vav, and it came up in Maseches Brachos, that even if you're in the middle of Birchus Kriya Shema, and someone comes over to you, who's a very honorable person, and says Shalom Aleichem, and you're not responding with Shalom would be disrespectful, the halacha is Meshiv Mipnei HaKavod. You're able to respond, you're able to be mafsik, you're able to talk in the middle of Birchus Kriya Shema, in the middle of Pesuk Dezimra, because of Kavod, because of honor. Therefore, says the Truas Shai, in our scenario, you have someone who's able to lane. Now, he happens to be in the middle of Berchas Kriya Shema, he's in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra. But since the halacha is that you're able to be mafsik, you're able to stop in order to respond for kavod, for honor, so too over here. As our Gemara says, causing the community to wait is a disrespectful, it's a lack of kavod tzibur. So this, in essence, would be considered meshiv mipnei hakavod. You're responding, you're talking, the person's laning is being mafsik because of kavod of the tzibur, and therefore it would be permissible for this person who's able to lane, even though he's in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, he's in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra, to stop in order to lane. Now, there happens to be an interesting question. What is this person supposed to do when he finishes laning, going back to davening? Is he able to continue where he left off? Maybe something else. What are the circumstances? Maybe we'll get there another time. Have a great day.